Dr. Randy here in the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, on a hot day, even in October, where we should be cooling off and it's still 100 plus degrees. Oh boy. Hey, listen, we're going to have a good time though. We're talking parenting today. You know, my life, our ministry has been deeply engaged in and immersed in a love for parents, grandparents, and for kids, because we know ultimately we're raising this next generation. And we get one shot at this. And here's a point. Here's something I've learned in years of counseling, working with families. Whoever is most intentional in the life of your son or your daughter or your grandson or daughter is going to win the day. It's either going to be Instagram or TikTok or their friends, or it's going to be you and your family and the values that you hold. And you get a chance as a parent to raise a responsible adult, a godly adult. A child that's going to make decisions that'll honor Christ. And I got five questions for you. These are five questions that I want to just lay out there for you. These are sort of a quiz for parents and grandparents to see how good you're doing. These are five really important questions. And just be honest, I got to tell you, as I took this quiz myself, I realized that, you know, I could have done better on some of these. I give myself an A on some, a B on some, a C on others. Here's question one. Are you teaching and modeling your children the purpose of life? God loves them. They've been made for a purpose. God cares for them. Are your children seeing it in the way you live and in what you, the words that come out of your mouth? That, listen, son or daughter, we love you and God has a purpose for your life. Not just your job or not just getting good grades or being a star on the field or whatever it is, but that you have a special purpose. Number two, are you teaching and modeling for your children how to create and maintain healthy relationships? The world is certainly teaching them how to have unhealthy relationships. And a healthy relationship so they can grow into their marriage and have a healthy relationship created and maintain it. That not all friends are good for them. Some friends should have an expiration date. Not everybody online is to be trusted. Unfortunately, I think the generation today, because we're so technology driven and kids are so caught in their screens, it's hard, maybe more so, to really understand how to develop godly relationships and good relationships than it was maybe for those of us who came up earlier years past. By the way, before I get to three and four and five, I just want the phone line to be open. I want you to come and join me. I told Stephen, here's what we want to do today. I'd love to hear from people all around the country, all of our listeners joining in. What did your parents teach you through their words and their actions that made a really positive difference in your life? One thing mom or dad or both or grandparents taught you about life through their action and their words. Or what's one thing you're passing on to your children that you want them to learn and experience before they leave your home? Here's why we're doing the show. Every show has a purpose. Life's too short. I don't want to do a show just to have a show. Here's the purpose. I want, by the end of this half hour, each of us to be thinking a little more deeply about, hey, am I being intentional in modeling and teaching my kids and grandkids how to live in this crazy world? Are you teaching and modeling them about purpose? Are you teaching and modeling your children how to develop relationships? Come and join us. Phone line just open now. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the number. Stephen will get you on with me here. Question three, are you teaching and modeling for your children the how and why of making good decisions? I don't know why we don't teach. We spend more time doing so many other things than really just teaching our kids and grandkids, how do you make a decision? You know, in fact, I tell you what, I asked the staff to put up online, and it'll be up on our website here, I think, shortly today, my top 10 list of intentionals for making important decisions. And we're going to talk more about decision-making tomorrow on the show, but these are just really practical things that you can teach your kids and for yourself on making decisions, because you and I are a product of the decisions we've made. That's why we're here today. Doing what we're doing, who we are, because of decisions we made. Number four, are you teaching and modeling for your children how to manage themselves? About money, about health, about priorities, about how they appear. I mean, this is a really important thing. I don't want to pick on Gen Z. I really don't, okay? Because I know you guys are coming up in a tough world, but I did read a study this week that employers are having a tough time dealing with Gen Z, and many of them are just not making it in the career because they don't know how to get along, they don't know how to communicate, they don't know how to appear correctly in the workplace, they don't know how to deal with things. And I know that's a generalization, but I think it has a lot to do with the culture and the time we live and everything going on digitally and so on. But are you teaching and modeling for your children how to manage themselves, how to manage money, how to manage their health, their priorities, their appearance, about life, just the things we do to get along in life, right? One more question, then we'll get to the calls here. Are you teaching and modeling your children the why and how of hard work? I mean, I that's really important. That's something I learned in my family with my parents. And by the way, my parents grew up during the Depression, hardworking, dedicated, love the Lord, great parents, but they didn't spend a lot of time doing it. My parents never sat down and said, okay, Rain, let's talk about how you make decisions in life. Those are some things I had to do myself and stumble and make mistakes and learn and research. It would have been a lot easier if I could have, you know, had a little more training in that area, or even with relationships. I could see how they related to other people. We never sat down and talked about, hey, listen, not all friends are good for you. Your friends will make a difference. How do you get along with people? How do you make decisions that are going to impact your marriage later on in life? So there's a little quiz for you. How'd you do? Did you get an A, B, or C on that one? All right. I have to admit, an A on some, a C on others. Love to have you join in. You can join in the discussion. And really the question I'd like to, I guess I'm curious today, is to hear what your parents taught you about through their words and their actions that made a difference in your life intentionally. Because the fact is, whoever's most intentional is going to win. Whoever's most intentional in teaching your kids about relationships, about their purpose, God's purpose, if they have a purpose in their life, because the world isn't going to teach them that. Or who's going to get into their heads and hearts about how to make decisions or how to manage their life? Whoever's most intentional wins. Come on. That's just the way it is. You're welcome to come and join us. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let's go to Allison in Michigan. Hey, Allison, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good. You want to weigh in on this thing about raising kids? What have you learned?
Well, raising kids is definitely tough. But one of the things that I really think about, and that actually one of my elders had taught me, was like, be aware of your surroundings and be considerate. So two things I make my kids aware of is like, for instance, when we're walking out of a store, there's someone old and walking slow in front of us, like to stop and hang back and let them have their space and not make them feel rushed or unimportant. And you know, it applies to anyone right. Who's like injured or an old person or anything.
Right.
Then another thing is, one of our old neighbors, like years ago at our condo association meeting, said, you know, what happened to people who helped their neighbors bring their garbages in? And that really impacted me. And that was like 20 years ago. So I make my kids every Friday help me bring all the 12 garbages in and all the recycling bins to our neighbors' garages. Even if it's raining or snowing, because some of them are elderly and they need the help.
And oh, wow. Do they gripe about that?
To help people.
Are they gripe about that, or they just, it's just part of a routine now? They just know that's part of what we do in this family. We help others that maybe have a need.
They gripe sometimes, but they know that at the core, it's the right thing to do to be helpful.
Hey, listen, you're changing the course of those kids' lives, Allison, in Michigan. You really are. I mean, that's not going to go away. They're going to be 45 years old, and they're going to look out the side, and they're going to say, you know, my neighbor's garbage needs to come in. I'm going to go do that. That dear lady next door who's older and can't quite do it, I'm going to go help, because you're making a difference. And here's a fact. Our kids are learning. Kids don't learn so much by what they hear from their parents, but they're more like sponges. It's what they see through the actions. And if you have a family that says, hey, we care for our neighbors and we're going to go out and help pick up the garbage and bring things in and do things to help our neighbors when they're in need, that's a big difference. I mean, walking into the parking lot, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I was walking in the parking lot this morning here at the office, at the studio, and there was a little trash on the ground. And typically, you know, I'm in a hurry. I'm trying to get in the studio, running a little late. But here's what crossed my mind. You know, if I don't pick this up, it's just going to stay there. And it makes our parking lot look a mess, makes the building look a mess. So I picked it up. I didn't know what it was, so I had to wash my hand later. And I went and threw it away. Now, I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just saying, you know, if we teach our kids, hey, life is right in front of us. Be aware of what's right in front of you. And ask yourself the question, you know, we have the WWJD, what would Jesus do? We say, what's the next right one thing to do? And figure out what pleases Christ is the verse from Ephesians, and then do that next one thing. All right. Let's take a quick break. Love to have you weigh in. We're just asking, what did your parents teach you about life through their words, their actions? What are you teaching your kids? Let's get intentional. We're a community of people wanting to do a good job with our kids and grandkids, right? I'm Dr. Randy. I'm here. I'm going to shut my mouth for a couple minutes. I'll be right back. 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Something that everyone will experience in life is pain. In Dr. Randy's message, The Purpose of Pain, you'll learn even though pain is a problem, when you understand its purpose in your life, you can actually gain freedom.
Pain is a troubling problem for humanity, and yet, without pain, we'd have no grasp of the contrast with health, or peace, or success, or meaning. For it's in the pain that we're able to see how dependent we are on God and what His blessings are all about in our life.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group with unlimited access to this message, along with more of Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Give now and receive these life-changing resources. Call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Amen. Here at the Intentional Living Center, beautiful, sunny, hot Tucson today, Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Mr. Steven, our senior producer, and a whole bunch of engineers have been in there giving me the fear factor that something's not working. Is everything okay? Thumbs up. All right. Whenever I see those guys from engineering walk in, it's like, I'm in trouble. Something's not working right. All right, we're talking about our kids and our grandkids. What did we learn from our parents? What are we passing on? And as I said, I had great parents, loving parents, cared for us, brought us up in a Christian home. I prayed with my father to accept Christ, learned about mission, ministry. That's why I do ministry, I think, a lot today is because of seeing it in my dad and mom. But at the same time, my parents were so busy doing things that some of these things that I just listed, they didn't spend a lot of time doing. They didn't really ever sit down and say, hey, Randy, let's talk about how to make decisions or how to have healthy relationships. They just assume based on, I guess, life, you just kind of get out there and learn it. And these are things today, especially in this culture and generation, we need to be modeling and teaching our kids. And so I don't share these questions to beat anybody up emotionally or make you feel guilty, just to say, hey, these are important things. We can grade ourselves on them, but at the end of the day, we want to do a good job, right? We're talking parenting today. Love to have you join in. What's one thing your parents did right? One thing you're trying to do right? 888-888-1717.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Judy from Tucson. I didn't think I could ever become a mom. My husband and I were content with that. And then we were blessed beyond belief with an amazing daughter who's about to turn 12 now. As an older mom and as a mom with a lot of health issues, God has just freed me from so many of the Keeping Up with the Joneses kinds of mentalities, and I'm so grateful for that. I can't keep up with the Joneses. It's impossible. I've given that up. I've been forced to absolutely chuck that mentality to the wind, and I'm so happy. Yeah, I got a lot of health issues. I got a lot of challenges, but I don't spend money on eyelashes and minking and ombre hairs and blah, blah, blahs. And Ella and I share time together, just hanging out on my bed if I'm having a bad day. She actually wishes she could go to a time before cell phones and iPads and all that good stuff. There is freedom in just chucking all that stuff to the wind, and I'm so grateful for that. Y'all have a blessed day, because I know you bless me. Bye.
Thank you.
You are a blessing. Dr. Randy here, Intentional Living. What is intentional living? What is it? Figure out what pleases Christ and do it. I can't think we intuitively understand what it means to be intentional. I think we all know when we're not. And certainly God is intentional. In the beginning, he intentionally created the heavens and the earth. It wasn't, oh, boom, that was kind of fun. He was very intentional in his act of creation. And he's very intentional in his act of salvation and redemption. And he's very intentional in that coming day when he comes back. He really is. All right, we're talking parenting today, and in particular what we learned in our homes. Let's go to Georgia. Mary is in Georgia. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good. What have you learned about life, the family?
So I'm an adult now, but, you know, looking back at my parents, I grew up with divorced parents, and they were always just so kind, and, you know, they worked things, you know, through to where my brother and I, you know, we never saw them fight. If they had a disagreement, you know, it was never where we, you know, could hear it or know about it. They just, you know, continued to give each other grace and love, even though they're divorced. And, you know, I have a stepdad, but, I mean, all three of my parents, they just go above and beyond. And I just... You know, as a parent now myself, I'm divorced, but I also got remarried, and it showed me a lot from my parents. They taught me, you know, even though things won't work out in your first marriage, that, you know, you can continue to raise your kids and show them the right way and to love God, and they're all believers, so that just, you know, it put it on my heart today to just call in.
Well, that's huge, because we've got a lot of divorced people listening, I'm sure, today, and people have been divorced, remarried, and are not, still single, and they don't have that kind of relationship, and it creates problems and tension and gives the wrong message to the kids. When you look at yourself now, you said you have children, right, Mary?
Yes.
And are you modeling that same kind of behavior in terms of what you're passing along to the next generation?
Yes, I definitely feel like I'm trying my best.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
And one thing as a parent, it's really hard to find balance in your life. So balance is one of the keys that I've really learned from, you know, all three of my parents, my stepdad, my mom, my biological dad. We just, I mean, just the centering Christ and, you know, everything else just falls after that.
Yes, it does. Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you took the time to call, and we're moved to do that, Mary. That's a great contribution to the show today. Thank you for your call. By the way, did you get hit with the storm?
We lost power for about 16 hours. We got wind and rain, but not nearly as bad as, you know, other things that happened to Tennessee and South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida.
Terrible. All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing okay. Thank you, Mary, for your call.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. And by the way, we've been praying for our friends in North Carolina, South Carolina, and parts of Georgia, and then even into Tennessee. What's interesting is it came up, obviously, the storm hit in Florida, and Florida was, you know, damaged. We had family, our own parts of our own family that... were flooded as a result of this storm. But then going 500 miles inland, who could have expected in the hills of North Carolina that there would be this kind of flooding? in Asheville, and then Boone. By the way, Boone, if you've seen Boone, North Carolina, they've had it on the news, the flooding and damage. That's the headquarters for our friends at Samaritan's Purse. And of course, they're out helping people, and their own town has been hit so severely. So let's pray for Samaritan's Purse and those who are out trying to be so helpful, and pray for families that are struggling right now. All right, let's go to Julie in Arizona. Hi, Julie. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. Talk about what you learned or didn't learn or wish you'd learned in family that you grew up in.
Well, I would say my parents taught us respect, which was great. But we didn't have much conversation of anything. So having our children, I wanted to be different than that, and continually tell them that they're loved and to love others. And they are. They're both really great kids. They're 26 and 27 now. And just, you know, talking about, like, how to live, I remember one of my daughters said, I don't know why we don't have in school how to, like, buy a house and how to, you know, do life skills.
Yeah.
And I said, that would be great if they had that in school. But we tried to teach them with setting examples and explaining, you know, about money and you know, had them. I'm real proud of the way we handled with them wanting a car. I said, well, first you need a job.
Yes.
Because we're not putting gas in your car or insurance and all that. So, yeah, I think that was really good because they learned responsibility right off the bat and how things cost money.
Well, I'm interested. Julie, I'm interested in asking you a question about the home you grew up in. You said didn't communicate well. It sounds like maybe your parents, there wasn't a lot of affection. You didn't hear words of affection or love or towards you. Did you ever hear it at all growing up?
Not much.
Do you have siblings?
I love you. Yes, three other siblings.
Have they responded as positively to that upbringing as you?
You know, it's really, we are so different. That's what gets me. It just seems like I have a brother that's very into himself and self-centered, and my sister also. And, you know, I had a brother that he and I were pretty close. We're 6 years apart, and he passed away.
Mm.
But, yeah, we just didn't get, I don't feel that.
Yeah.
I love you. Yeah. My sister goes, well, I don't remember it either, but I knew they loved me. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. But we need to hear it, don't we? And you've decided to say, hey, we're going to do it in a different way in this next generation. Yeah. Well, good for you. I appreciate you being vulnerable and sharing that with us, Julie. I think, appreciate your call, by the way, from Arizona. You know, I think sometimes parents are, sometimes of a certain generation, but frankly, just of a certain disposition, find it awkward or to say things that really are deep in their heart. And sometimes you don't hear it until they're on their deathbed. You know, some of you could tell the story, and I never heard my dad, my sister, my brother, family member ever say anything that really connected from their heart to my heart until they were in the final moments or days of their life. That's sad. And so what I would add to the list, you know, are you teaching and modeling for your children about purpose and good relationships? I should add a sixth one. Are you teaching them how to really connect with their hearts and be real? And I guess that comes under building good, healthy relationships. Quick break. We'll be right back. You know, sometimes pain can be minor, comes and goes, physical, emotional, and otherwise. But there are those times in life when we become overtaken by the power of pain. Now, pain can be a friend when it warns us of impending danger, like maybe touching a hot stove or the pain of loneliness in marriage. Each of those are warnings of the impending danger of just sitting here and doing nothing. Pain in any form, physical pain, emotional or spiritual, even relational pain, are simply warning signs. Kind of like the red light on the dashboard of your car flashing, pay attention, something's wrong, don't ignore me. If you do so at your own risk.
Pain is a warning signal that something is wrong.
The purpose of pain. We know the problem of pain. Boy, do we know the problem. I got a foot with pain, so I know the problem of pain. But the purpose of pain, I don't mean just physical pain, but sometimes we get emotional pain and life pain. That's the featured lesson this month. It's up on our website and our exclusive site for our members, where members come and go and receive these lessons, and you can pass them on to your friends and family and so on. And the featured lesson for this month of October now is on the purpose of pain. And I hope you'll listen to it. And if not, at least send it to someone you know who needs a little encouragement about why and how can pain be something positive in our life. New members, if you join us, by the way, you join us in monthly support. You become a part of the journey with us here at Intentional Living. Your monthly support, a dollar a day or whatever it is. We just want you to be a part of it. We'll make sure that you receive access to that site, okay? Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on that little donate icon. Or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. All right? Appreciate your support. All right, we're out of time for today. I'll tell you what we're going to do. Those of you on the line, Monette and Norma and Debbie and others, hang on. Because we're going to just stay here in the studio for another half hour. I just want to continue to hear your stories. We've got some really fascinating stories coming up. And then we're going to air that show next week, a week from today. Or a week from yesterday, I think, next Monday. And then tomorrow, we're going to talk about this decision-making thing, how to help, how to make good decisions in life. And so we'll be picking up on that. We'd love to hear from you. You can join, by the way, if you call right now, I'd be happy to talk to you. 888-888-1717 as we go off the air live. These five questions: are we modeling the purpose of life, healthy relationships, making good decisions, how to manage ourselves, our finances, our health, or how to manage or be a leader in our own life, and then the why and how of work? These are really important things. We'll talk more about that on the upcoming show that'll air next Monday. By the way, let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem. As if you've been following news, there's so much tension and death. And, well, we know some of that we can see right in Scripture, can't we? Let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem today, peace in the world, and for people come to the giver of peace, the giver of the only kind of peace that lasts for eternity, and that's Jesus Christ. I'm Dr. Randy for the entire team here. God bless you. Have a great day. This is Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.